We certainly thank the Lord for the opportunity to greet you today in the name of our wonderful Savior and bring you what the Bible has to say whenever the Bible speaks. Now, if you are following me, and I do hope that many of you are doing so as we're studying the book of 1 Peter, that you will follow me in your Bible. And if you do not have the right Bible, and of course I don't admit that these so-called new Bibles are actually Bibles. They may contain a lot of scripture, but I do believe that most of them have been corrupted in one manner or the other. And so I use the Authorized Version, and you'll follow me in the Authorized Version. Look in the Authorized Version at verse 11. Verse 10 tells us, 1 Peter 1, that this salvation that the prophets told about, they were inquiring about it. They not only wrote it down under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, but they studied it and wondered when it was going to come to pass. And then searching what, verse 11, or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify. So it was the Holy Spirit of Christ that was in them and wrote through them the Word of God when it, or the Holy Spirit, testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ. So they knew long before Jesus came and suffered on Calvary, it was in the prophecies that he would suffer on Calvary. If you want to walk on holy ground and almost feel, and I do, many times when I'm reading Isaiah chapter 53, I feel I should take my shoes off as Moses did when he approached the burning bush and move into holy ground as you read Isaiah 53 concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the suffering that he was going through in order to bring salvation to those who would believe upon him. And so it said it testified beforehand, the Holy Spirit testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Now you can see where he is constantly encouraging the Christians to keep remembering their salvation. Christians, when they get discouraged or when they get buffeted a little bit because they have become a Christian or because they go to a Bible-believing fundamental church instead of a modernistic, liberal, entertaining-type church that is popular with the world, they get criticized by their family and by the people with whom they work, and they're laughed at in the community. And even though they may not get it themselves and hear it themselves, you can rest assured the world makes fun of the man that is sold out to God. This business of saying, and I've said this before already in this study, this business of saying that you just believe on the Lord and say, Jesus, I'll take you, or Jesus, I love you, or something like that, and all the rest of your life is going to be a bed of roses and a great big wonderful happy good time riding around in a Cadillac, clapping your hands and singing and shouting and hollering and laughing. Now they say they're doing it. All of this is going to follow when you just simply believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and that, of course, would be with your head. No, the Bible teaches an entirely different kind of results of salvation. The Bible says that if we are separated and sanctified and set apart for God's glory, and we believe the truth of the Word of God, that we are going to suffer persecution. And that persecution is not the making of man, it is the making of Satan himself through men as they try to hold back the true gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are in the minority. People do not like us. They may like us personally. They may like us because we're a brother or a sister, but they sure don't get along very good with those of us who take a stand for God and will not take part in their worldly activities. Now let's move on He said it testified, or the Holy Spirit testified beforehand, the sufferings of Christ. Now, the prophecies are filled with that, and the glory that should follow. Now, he said the glory is going to come in the future, but the glory is not going to come because you are a Christian. The glory is not going to come because you have joined a fundamental Baptist church or a fundamental Bible church or a Bible-believing fundamental church, however you might want to say it. I believe that the sufferings are not going to come necessarily because of that. The suffering is going to come because you have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and his sufferings, and the glory is not going to come necessarily in this life. Now, we do have some glorious times. We do have some times when we rejoice in the presence of the Lord, and we sometimes shout, and there's nothing wrong with that. We are so filled with the Holy Spirit of God until we exclaim through our mouths that Jesus loves us and hallelujah, we praise the Lord. There's nothing wrong with that. But our entire life is not made up of that. Our entire life is not made up of possessions of this world that is supposed to make people happy. You see, it's being presented that becoming a Christian is going to make you happy, happy, happy all the time. Well, the Bible doesn't teach that simply because you cannot have things, even if you did have everything you wanted. Even if God were to give you every desire of your heart, whenever your heart desires the things of this world, you're not going to be happy with them. Money, things, property, power, prestige, honor in this world does not bring happiness. All you've got to do is be wise enough to look around a little bit and read the newspaper a little bit and notice how that many of those who have money today are some of the most miserable people on the top side of God's earth. And then you find a little hut somewhere where somebody loves God and God's given them a couple of three or four children and they have prayer and Bible reading in their home and they have meager existence and have to struggle in order to make it in this life. But down in their heart, they have the Lord Jesus Christ and they're happy as a lark and enjoy life from day to day. This world cannot give you the glory of the Lord. This world can only give you suffering and trial and problems. But the Lord will eventually bring us all to a place of eternal glory. And Peter's trying to get this across to the Christians. And I hope that in some manner it will get across to your heart today that you are saved by God's marvelous grace. If you're not, you ought to be, and you can be if you'll trust him. And if you need help, write us and we'll be glad to help you know how to become a born-again Christian.